Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are looking at the 27th Psalm, a psalm that portions of it are familiar to us, particularly the first verse. And we looked at the first verse in the previous episode. So here's what it says. It's the Psalm of David. It's got a little title to it. And it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I dread?" Or the Lord is the refuge of my life. And so he declares, the psalmist, David, that the Lord is my light, my salvation, my defense. So because of that, he asks two rhetorical questions. Who shall I fear? And the unanswered answer is, no one. Whom should I dread? No one. Well, did David ever have times in his life when he had fear and he had dread? All the time, because he had enemies, as we're about to see. Some say that this particular psalm was one that would have been shared when they were about to go into battle. And when we get through it, you'll see that may very well be true. The things that it speak of would be helpful when you're about to go into battle. Verse 2 says this, "When evildoers came upon me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and my enemies, they stumbled and fell." So he's talking about some things that happened in times past. Okay, things. So he's had experience with this, but also for the present and for the future. So what is it? Evildoers. When evildoers, adversaries, and enemies. So he's speaking of the same thing, people that come against him. When evildoers came to devour his flesh, in other words, to kill him, to consume him, those adversaries and enemies, they stumbled and fell. Well, how did they stumble and how did they fall? Well, from what we've seen in previous Psalms, we know it's at the hand of the Lord protected him. And what did he just say? The Lord is the defense of my life. He's my refuge. He's my light. He's my salvation. The next two verses give us more insight into it. Verse 3, "Though a host encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war rise against me, in spite of this, I shall be confident." So notice that David has made some decisions right here. He's decided ahead of time, for lack of a better term. Okay, he said, "My heart will not fear, even though a host encamps against me." And that whole idea of encampment is, even though they besiege me, even though they surround my city and surround me, even though it looks like I have no hope, my heart will not fear. Why will his heart not fear? Because the Lord is his defense. The Lord is his light. The Lord is his salvation. And then he says, "Though war rise against me." So, in other words, people come against me desiring war and desiring to kill me and my people. In spite of this, he says, "I shall be confident." So what is he confident in? Yeah, you're right. He's confident in the Lord. The fact that the Lord is his light. The fact that the Lord is his salvation. The fact that the Lord is his defense. Do you see the pattern right here? Do you see what he's driving home to us? And so we should be living in like manner, folks. Even more so, because the Lord is our light. The Lord is our salvation. He is our defense. He dwells within each and every true believer. Now watch what David said, verse 4. "One thing I have asked from the Lord, that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in his temple." Okay, so what was David's desire? He says, "One thing I want to do." He says, "I've asked this of the Lord, and I seek this of the Lord, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life." And you have to be a little careful here. As a matter of fact, I've read some sloppy commentary on this of late. Okay, it's so easy to have sloppy commentary. I mean, it really is, if we're not careful. Because it will lead us to a place of untruth. usually not intentionally, sometimes intentionally, okay? But a lot of times I just don't think through, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. He wanted to dwell in the dwelling place and the habitation of the Lord. He wanted to be where the Lord is, to behold the beauty of the Lord. So he wanted to be in the presence of the Lord. He wanted to behold the beauty of the Lord. The Greek word actually means delightfulness. Yeah, and beauty, we get locked into physical attributes, right? Yeah. But the delightfulness, how the Lord brings delight and is delight. And then he said, and to meditate. In this context right here, this word literally means to seek, to inquire, to consider the Lord in his temple. Okay, in his temple. So when we see the word temple, we're automatically thinking, what? A temple. But the temple in the sense that we understand the temple of Solomon, okay, Herod's temple, those temples had not been built yet. The Lord would not let David here, the author of the psalm, build the temple because he was a man of war. David wanted to build a temple unto God, but God wouldn't let him. But here he says he wants to meditate in his temple. So if you're not careful, we will apply this building that some describe as the palace of God as the king. We'll apply that to right here. What it really means is one of his other definitions. It means a sanctuary. Okay, he wants to meditate in the presence and the sanctuary of the Lord. He wants to behold the beauty of the Lord there. He wants to dwell in the house, in the sanctuary, in the presence of the Lord. Now, David had a tent that he built where he had the Ark of the Covenant there. They had the Mosaic Tabernacle, Mosaic tent. But David is saying something else here. He wants to dwell in the presence of God. Now listen to verse 5. For in the day of trouble, he will conceal me in his tabernacle. And that word tabernacle, literally in his shelter, in his presence. The day of trouble is often like war term. Synonym for war. In the time of trouble, in the time of the enemies come against him, God will conceal me in the secret place of his tent. He will hide me. And again, that word tent, it refers to a tent, like just a regular nomad's tent, but it can also mean dwelling, a home, a habitation. So in his place of habitation, he will hide me. He will lift me up on a rock. So you see what David is saying. He said, I want to dwell in the presence of the Lord. In the time of trouble, he's going to conceal me. He's going to take care of me. In that secret place of his presence, he will hide me. Then verse 6, and now my head will be lifted up above my enemies around me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing. Yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. And so I think this is where he's actually worshiping in the tent that he had built with the Ark of the Covenant in it. And he said, I'm going to offer sacrifices with shouts. This is the same shout, same word that's used when they shouted and the walls of Jericho came down. Same word that's used when the Ark of the Covenant would come before the people and they would shout. He says, I will shout with joy. I will sing. Yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. So you see, David has declared, this is what I'm going to do. This is what's going to happen, particularly in this day of trouble, because I know the Lord will conceal me in his secret place. He will protect me. He will lift me up and stand me on a solid rock. Psalm 27. We'll look at more of the next episode. I'll see y'all then.